Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T. Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Reb T. You could always send us an email, a comment, or a question at MaximumTEE@Yahoo.com. Again, all previous seasons, the other two seasons, and all previous episodes, including the first half of Season 3, which we're currently in, using Yad Avraham from Art Scroll as the commentary, sage commentary, can be found at anchor.fm/TaniG, www.anchor.fm/TaniG, because we're now in a new format, a new forum of sheerenjoyment.com under Rabbanim Reb T. So let's look, we're now up to Dalad Yudbet 4:12, talking about honor again. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says, Yehi chavud talmidcha chaviv alacha kishalach. Let the honor of your student be as dear to you as your own. Chavod chavercha kemora rabach. And the honor of your colleague as the reverence for your teacher. Umora rabach kemora shamayim. And the reverence for your teacher as the reverence for heaven. So honor plays a big role in our lives. If we run after honor, honor will flee from us, as Pirkei Avos tells us elsewhere. But if we flee from honor, honor will come after us, which is the trick for what to know about honor. But here in this Mishnah, let's talk a little bit with the sage of commentary from Yad Avraham Art School, what else we could learn here. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, a student of Rabbi Akiva, was one of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's primary teachers. Magen Avos notes that whenever a Mishnah or a Braisa talks about Rabbi Elazar, attributes a teaching to him without including the Tana's father's name, it refers to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Let the honor of your student be as dear as your own. That this obligation comes from the way Moshe addressed his disciple Yehoshua in discussing the battle strategy in the war against Amalek. Moshe didn't say choose men for me, but rather let us choose men. He spoke to Yehoshua as an equal, even though Yehoshua was his student. As Rav citing Avos Rabbeinu Nassan says, a student gives great benefit to his teacher and deserves his respect. The sages compare students to small pieces of wood which are used to start a fire. One ignites the small chips, which then ignites the larger pieces. So it is with Torah scholars. The younger students sharpen the minds of their teachers with their constant questioning. And that's what Rav Hanina says in Tanis. I've learned much from my teachers, even more from my colleagues, but from my students more than from all of them. One should treat someone from whom he benefits as his equal. Hence, one's students are worthy of his respect. And that comes from Derech Chaim. And Rambam writes, regarding a teacher's relationship with the students, one must take extreme care with his disciples and love them, for they are his children who give him pleasure in this world and in the world to come. Let's move over to the honor of your colleague as the reverence for your teacher. One should not diminish in any way the honor his colleagues deserve, just as he must show proper reverence for his teacher, as Rav Yonah shows. The requirement to accord honor to one's colleagues to the degree that they deserve is just as important as the requirement to show proper reverence toward one's teacher to the degree he deserves. Or the Mishnah is teaching that the degree of honor one shows for his colleagues should be just slightly less than the reverence he displays toward his teacher. As Magen Avos explains, this principle is derived from Aharon, who called his younger brother Moshe my master, as Rav from Avos Rabbeinu Nassan explains. The Mishnah uses the term reverence, which implies honor as well, in regard to those who are greater than oneself, while using honor for one's equals and inferiors. Thus, the Mishnah speaks of reverence for God as well as for one's teacher, but refers to honoring his colleagues and students, as Rav Yonah shows. Since colleagues study together in the study hall, asking questions from and answering each other, in essence, they're all students and teachers of one another. As Meir explains, the Gemara relates that the scholars in Baba Metzia of Babylonia fulfilled this dictum. They would stand up for each other and would tear their clothes in mourning when a colleague died, lo aleinu. Since they studied together and benefit from each other's wisdom, each viewed his colleague as his teacher, as Medrash Shmuel shows. And the reverence for your teacher as the reverence for heaven. One must take the same care not to diminish the reverence to his teacher, as he does not to diminish the reverence one must show toward God, as Rav Yonah explains. If one diminishes the honor due his teacher in any way, it is regarded as if he were disrespectful to God himself, as Meir explains. Tosfos explained that this teaching refers to one's principal teacher or a leading Torah scholar of the generation who is the teacher of this entire generation. And we see the principle in the biblical episode in which Yehoshua suspected Eldad and Medad of disrespect and insubordination toward Moshe. This comes in Numbers, in Bamidbar one of the Parshiot. He said they deserve to die since revolt against the teacher of Israel is tantamount to revolt against God. Rav from Avoster Ben Nosson explains that. And we're going to skip over to what the Ruach Chaim says. The Ruach Chaim explains, the Mishnah instructs us to elevate each person, treating him as if he were on a higher spiritual plane. This is because man's instinct is to degrade those who are on a higher spiritual plane. It is therefore necessary for him to compensate by over-honoring others. Thus, one should treat a student who is actually of a lower standing than him like a colleague, while a colleague who is his equal should be treated as a superior. And a teacher who is truly superior should be revered along with God. By following the Tana's advice, one will show each person the respect he truly deserves. I think a best dictum is just treat everybody with respect, treat everybody honorably, and treat everybody with the honor you would want to do yourself. We say, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The golden rule is treat others as you would want to be treated. If we treat everybody else with respect, we treat everybody we meet with honor, we treat everybody with a smile, and giving them the time of day and actually talking and listening to them, everybody will feel honored. And then by nature, God will feel honored because all of his creations are being honored. So if we go around, and we've talked about this before on the show, but it's always good to repeat, if we go around and we talk to everybody and give them the time of day, even the janitor, the custodian, even the mailman, even the post office person, the checkout counter lady at the supermarket, anyone and everyone, the garbage man, anybody who's involved in your life in any way, give them the honor and the respect they deserve. Treat them like a regular human being just like you. We're no better than anybody else in our way of life, especially in the Jewish way of life. Everyone has the same rules and the same principles, even Yisraelim, Kohanim, even people who are rich or poor, even people who are board members or not. Everyone has the same laws because we're all equal playing field. We're all equal before God. We're all God's creations, and everybody should be treated honorably and respectfully, and thereby the whole world will feel honored, the whole world will be honored, and thereby God himself gets honored. And hopefully in that way Mashiach could come and the third Beis HaMikdash speedily could be built in our days. May that happen very, very soon. Join us next time as we talk being meticulous in study here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.